This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgwick today on the second weekend of the new year. And we have a huge 2 hours for you this week. My first guest is one of the great musicians of our time. Our friend Kenny G will be joining us. And speaking about friends, the amazing Preskin will be here giving some predictions for the new year. There's a new show on the Discovery Channel now in its second season. It is called Undercover Billionaire. And one of the billionaires on the show this year is Elaine Culotti. She's going to join us. And then we're going to talk about healthy foods with Jamie Hess. Next hour, one of the most famous pathologists in America today, Cyril Weck, will be here. From KISS, one of its founding fathers, Paul Stanley, and then Valerie Greenberg. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgwick. Today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
I tell you, nobody plays it better than that gentleman right there. Everybody loves the sax player for some reason. I don't know what it is, but that's the truth. Joining us right now is legendary Kenny G. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm doing great, and thank you for those nice words.
Well, it's from the heart. I'm a musician, and my whole family is in the music business, and it's just, to me, something that, and I know you share these same feelings, is that it's the most common denominator of anything in the world. Everybody has a car, but they don't particularly have enjoyment with it. Everybody enjoys some kind of music somewhere, someplace, somehow.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the thing about music is it makes you feel things, and everybody feels something different. You know, when I play a melody, one person can come and tell me that it makes them feel very happy. Another person can tell me that it made them sad because it reminded them of a lost one. Or somebody can say that, oh, they reminded them of when their son was born, and it's a wonderful thing. So I think with any kind of music, it just takes you someplace, and people, I think people like feeling things, and music lets them feel things. I think we all like to remember times that we've experienced, and music allows that. And I know that when I hear a certain song, it just takes me right back to high school. And of course, I didn't love every minute of my high school, but I loved enough of it that it still is a nice memory.
Yeah, you know, I was a disc jockey when I was in high school, and that's exactly the same thing. I'll go back and I hear that song, I'll think of some girl or some good times we had. It's just something that you can't explain.
Yeah.
But you know what was funny is that my radio name, when I was a disc jockey back in, well, just right after Marconi invented the radio, my radio name was Ronnie G.
Oh, wow.
So I have newspaper articles that say, is Ronnie G and Kenny G related? Of course, I told them, yes. What the heck? Why not? Why not?
Of course, and why not? And you were way ahead of your time.
Yeah, I was way ahead of my time. Hey, I'm excited about the fact that you're going to be in our neck of the woods. You're going to come about 500 feet from where I'm talking to you right now for a concert.
It's going to be a busy Saturday. But, you know, that's fine. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. You know, it's going to be great. Plus the Shriners Hospital for Children. And, I mean, it's doing things for them. I'm becoming part of that family with them, and I really love the fact that their work is so heartfelt, and I like that.
You work with them a lot. I mean, you work with like over 20 Shriner hospitals nationwide, don't you?
Well, I'm just starting. You know, I'm kind of like the new kid on the block when it comes to the relationship with Shriners. But I like everybody that I've met so far. It's just been very easy to become part of their family, and I like it. And I like the work they're doing. I like the people, and it's a satisfying feeling to know that you're doing something you love and at the same time helping somebody else. So I feel like in some ways when people tell me, hey, that's great that you're doing it, I know it is, but I'm also enjoying myself.
And I don't mean to be facetious or flip or anything, but do you have one of those little motorcycles or little cars or anything that you drive around in?
I don't have.
You're going to have to get one.
No, I'm going to stay away from that. I just want to protect myself. I can't afford to hurt myself. And I mean, I love motorcycles, and I actually used to have a motorcycle.
You're kidding.
And I parked it one day, and it got stolen. I came out, and the thing was gone, and I go, you know, maybe that's a sign, and I never replaced it.
I look over all the things in your business, and it's just so hard to even start. I didn't realize, first of all, that you worked with Barry White's Love Unlimited Orchestra, but you've worked with Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Natalie Cole, Francis Sinatra, Tony Braxton, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Brian McKnight, Barbara Streisand, Leanne Rimes. I mean, have you worked with any big names, Kenny?
I'm working on that. Maybe next year.
How many dates you do a year?
Last year I think I did about 65, and I'm my number is 80. I want to do 80 dates, 75 to 80. That's what I'm shooting for. But it may sound like a big number, but it really isn't. I mean, if you think about it, if I work 60, 70 days a year, I mean, that's, you know, 280, 290 days I don't work. So
yeah.
There is travel involved. So, but I like it. I enjoy my live concerts. I like seeing the world. I like traveling, but I like traveling for work. I have a tough time traveling for pleasure. I really do.
You know what? The lady you talked to just before you came on the line with me is my wife and the executive producer of this show. She always says, why don't you go out on vacation? And I will go out to do remotes, whether it's in Branson or Las Vegas or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But just to go out for the sake of going out, I get no enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're you and I are, I think, part of the minority there, because most people really do love to go, let's plan a vacation. To me, going to the airport feels like work,
yeah.
And I do it because it's my work, but to actually voluntarily go there for no other reason doesn't sound like a fun time to me.
Well, you know what they say is that you don't really get paid for being on stage, you get paid for traveling. Being on stage is the fun part of the
whole thing. Well, that's very true. It is true. I'll take a little bit of that back. When you get a chance to fly first class from the United States to Asia, they have, or maybe to London on British Airways, the actual treatment you get up in that first class cabin, now that's kind of luxurious.
Yes.
I don't do it every time like that. It depends on the gig and everything like that. But when I do fly like that, that, I will say, does not feel like work.
See, that's the difference between a talented individual like yourself. Me, they put me back on one of those DC-9s where the engines are and you don't have way in the back. Now, you have this Latin album that you have out right now, Rhythm and Romance, and the thing I love about what you do, and again, I'm a singer, the thing I love about what you do is that you change your styles so much, and you change them so that they're totally different as to what someone would expect you to do. And I think that's really the sign of a true artist.
Well, thanks. It's not easy to do that, but every now and then you really have to, you basically have to just almost reinvent yourself. So I do that. I take my time and try to figure out what it is that I'm trying to do and where am I trying to go. And, it's one of those things. You have to just feel it. And my next record that I'm working on is going to be kind of more of like an R&B record. Still my style, but maybe a little bit more groovy in an R&B way instead of groovy in a Latin way.
It's very difficult, as you know, and not just recently, but over the years, going back to the mid-50s, after the big band era, to get an instrumental on commercial radio airplay. I mean, there's been a handful of them, and it's a tough thing to do, but you have successfully done that. It's an art that you have that is just fantastic. Doc Severinsen is a friend of mine, and I remember Doc telling me that he would rehearse sometimes 6-8 hours a day. I think you do the same thing, don't you?
I do, yeah. I practice 2 or 3 hours every morning. Now trumpet players are different. Like Doc Severinsen, I think he has a famous quote. He says, if I don't practice for one day, I feel it. If I don't practice for 2 days, you'll feel it.
Well, the lip has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, it's a lot harder for trumpet. Trumpet players really just have to play all the time, or they can really physically lose it. I play every day because I love it, and I just like to feel like I'm on top of my game. And it's just, I guess I'm kind of addicted to it, so I must admit that.
Well, I tell you, before I got into the singing, my brothers, who both had big bands, wanted me to play trumpet, and I played for 10 years, and I had lips like Mick Jagger before they were in.
That's so funny.
I tell you, I would have been, if I wasn't so scared in high school, a good kisser, but I just a little embarrassed myself. But man, I had a set of lips.
That's funny.
Kenny G performing right next door to me. Kenny, I'm going to be over there to see you.
Oh, good, Ron. Well, I'll look forward to it, and I promise you I will be on my best behavior.
Let me tell you something. I would expect you to do that because you always do that.
Thanks,
Kenny.
Okay, Ron.
Our very special guest, one of the talented guys in our business, Kenny G.
You were great. Well, it was a pleasure, but it felt like a conversation.
Well, thanks, Kenny. I appreciate it. And if you ever get the opportunity of seeing Kenny G in concert, do it. There's not too many things in life you can guarantee, but I guarantee you this one. You'll love the show.
Feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been on our show several times over the past 30 years, although our friendship goes back further than that, back almost 40 years. And I tell you something, I treasure his friendship. He's a fascinating man. And he continues at a golden age, working every day. He's just finished his 22nd book, and we wanted him here to give us some predictions for the coming year, 2021. Joining us right now is my dear friend, the amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Ron. My God, this past year, it almost seems like it lasted 10 years or something. I have a feeling, Ron, that because I've met authors here and there and writers and some in news business as well, but writing books, there's going to be gigantic volumes written about this past year because, let's face it, if this appeared in a fictional play or movie, they would have said they've gone overboard. It's right. Too exaggerated. All these things couldn't happen all at one time. But the craziest thing is this couldn't be written, so it had to be lived. That's all we can say.
Well, I don't want to be flipped, but you should have told us it was going to be happening in 2019. You probably saw it in the future.
Well, that's the crazy thing. I have not talked about this. I have not mentioned this, but about 2 months ago, three different reporters said, Kreskin, you realize so much of what you said has come to pass. I said, what made you say this? I've written 22 books. The current one is, I'm like a kid about it, called The Adventures of the Amazing Kreskin. But what's interesting is that it's not a lengthy book, and people tell me that have bought it, they sat with their families, their kids around them, high school and so forth, because there's pictures capturing certain elements of the book that I write about. So I kept it quiet for a long time, and I don't think I've quite mentioned to you, but I've always felt that with success, and I'm very proud of my success, the airline industry announced around the time that you last spoke to me, it's about 2 years ago, right, that at that point, I have flown in my career a little over 3.5 million miles. You know, I've traveled the world and what have you. But at the same time, people do not know about, is that I've been called in my career, at 86 crime cases. And I feel with success, you have to give something back for your success, whether it's to friends, relatives, business people. But I felt to my culture I had to give something back. By the way, I did not solve 86 crimes. I would say I was helpful in about a third of them. But when you read the book and you realize how I was almost murdered, some dramatic scenes that almost seem that they've got to be part of a new movie because these are true stories, and yet you stopped a murder, you stopped a co-murder where you would have been one of the victims, and on the crime cases go. So my career has really been an adventure. That's all I can say, Ron.
Well, and it's not the first time that you have been portrayed married in a movie. Of course, Tom Hanks said that the great Buck Howard was modeled after you.
And you know, the Tom Hanks movie, I got to share this with you, because in the movie, the great Buck Howard, John Malkovich plays me, but I got to tell you an inside story. When the movie opened on Broadway, and Hanks was there, and we're going through the red carpet, and when we got to the end of the carpet, Hanks was there, and he hugged me, and he says, "Kreskin, thanks for making it possible for my son to play your manager in the movie and what have you." And now we're off to the side, and we're outdoors, and there's press out there, but we're off to the side. Nobody's hearing us. He says, "Kreskin, I want to tell you the good and the bad part about making this movie." And I'm thinking, this doesn't sound like Tom Hanks. He's a neat guy. He's a real pro. And I said, "Oh, okay, Tom. You know who played you in the movie? John Malkovich." I said, "Yeah, I know." He says, "I want to tell you, Malkovich watched hours and hours of your television appearances, day after day, every kind of show you did through the years, very concerned about your mannerism." I said, "Yeah, he was around me. He was always very quiet and so forth. Thought I maybe self-conscious or no, this is his nature." He says, "Now I want to tell you the bad part about making this movie." I'm thinking, "What?" I said, "Okay, Tom." He says, "You know, your handshake is legendary." Mm-hmm. And you've seen pictures of it, Ron, and you see how I shake hands and what have you. And that's natural. I've done it ever since I was in my teens, and it's a very energetic one and so forth. And a lot of people, comedians, have mocked it or imitated it. He says, "Well, let me tell you, 3 days during the period that this motion picture was being made, John Malkovich decided to set aside the entire day and go up to each of us and shake our hands for 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes. We needed chiropractors at the end of the third day." We had to practice the shaking of the hand. And I think that's one of the neatest stories. He was doing it seriously because he wanted to get my handshake. You would not want to have people imitate it. He says, "Kreskin, we were walking around with like we needed a support."
That's funny.
So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've experienced that handshake on many occasions.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. And I know what it's like. Let's talk about the new year. What do you foresee in 2021, my friend?
Well,
I can see this is going to be a bad start when you say, "Well."
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is, one of the worst things, had more and more scientists tell me this, and a lot of medical people, one of the worst things we ever did was shutting down cities. They said, "Kreskin, in many, many cities, more people got ill that lived closely together than walked around and were visiting cities, and if they wore a mask, there would have been a problem." And by the way, when I say this, I don't want anyone to think I have anything against our politicians and so forth, but if I had my own way, I wish that most of our politicians had been on the Titanic. And by the way, I happen to mean that. Wish they had been on the Titanic, because shutting down of cities.
Well, didn't you several years ago in a previous book allude to the fact that this could happen in our society?
Oh, you're talking about that chapter, which I never spoke about. Talked about the chapters come true. Talked about a country being shut down. Talked about less and less jobs. Talked about people not gathering together in groups. When I wrote that down, it was something that was obsessing me. There was nothing around the corner that was showing that this was going to happen. And I had no reason. First of all, I had no idea, and don't anyone ever misquote me, Ron, I had no idea of a disease. I had no idea that a disease would be a major factor in helping to create this setting. As a matter of fact, I felt that something was going to happen to cause all this disastrous factors where organizations would break down, companies would be lost. I hope I am being quoted in saying that I believe that this disease is one of the most powerful military weapons that has ever existed in mankind's history. When you think of how many people this terrible, terrible, tragically has killed and shut down companies, thousands of people in the United States are out of work. And then, very interesting, I'm getting calls from Saudi Arabia, from England, and they're on the phone saying, "Kreskin, we don't understand. We see the news. We see the news from the States. And you have a city closed down now for 2 weeks. The people can't go outside of the city because they won't allow the military to come in to set things up, to clear things up. I'm not blaming the criminals that did this because they were criminals, but I am blaming the politicians who allowed this to happen."
Kreskin, we'll talk in a few weeks.
Yeah, and I promise. And by the way, I'm not going to say goodbye, but Ron, in the spirit of broadcasting, let's just say to be continued. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I love when you do that. I would be disappointed if you didn't say that. Happy New Year, Kreskin. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
What a guy. I tell you something, I love talking to him. The amazing Kreskin. And I want to tell you something. He sounds terrific, and he's 85 years old, and boy, I tell you, he sounds like 18.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge across the nation, President-elect Joe Biden wants to release most of available coronavirus vaccine doses to quicken the pace of mass vaccinating the American population. As far as if this move will accelerate the pace, Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes,
I'm not sure that it's smart to release all of the supply, especially because at this point, out of the millions of doses that's already been sent out, we've only been able to get about 30% of them into the arms of Americans. So what is sending out more supply going to do at this point? What we really need to be doing is expanding access to the vaccine that we already have.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Arizona resident Jake Angeli, who was seen wearing horns and a headdress at the riots on the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, has been arrested on federal charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. I've been anxious to talk to our next guest because she's part of the second season of a show that I, from the beginning, took a major interest in, and I'll let you know why in a couple of moments. It's coming back for the second season. It's on the Discovery Channel. It is called Undercover Billionaire, and this year they have three business tycoons that are going to try to make a $1 million company in just 90 days, and it's the follow-up, by the way, of the Undercover Billionaire that aired last season with Glenn Stearns. That show now is going to be airing, I believe, a new episode of it called Undercover Billionaire Comeback City at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on the Discovery Channel. Joining us right now is one of the three seasoned entrepreneurs, Elaine Colati. Hi, Elaine. How are you? Nice to have you here.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited. I'm not a celebrity yet, though. You interview celebrities. I'm still just a person that works really hard.
Let me tell you something. In my estimation, somebody that works really hard is a celebrity. You are a celebrity. And I got to tell you, when I found out of what you do, a real estate developer, interior designer, builder, founder of the House of Rock, a thing that you have built, hospitals, you know, it's tremendous. You are really a premier player in the business that you're in, which is construction. But let me tell you why I began to love this show, okay?
Tell me.
Okay, Glenn Stearns went to Erie, Pennsylvania to do this. And that's the town I'm from. I was raised in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I knew every place that he was going to. And, you know, I know everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
So wonderful.
You had a personal connection.
Yeah, I sure did. And I used to own a radio station in that city for many years. And my family had been in business, in the home improvements business there before I got into broadcasting. So it was very interesting. Now, you're going into a town. We can't identify the town, can we?
Well, we can. The town got out of the bag. The town is Fresno. All the towns got out of the bag. The business did not, and whether we made our goals did not, because that's something that the network wants to keep as a secret. But the towns getting out of the bag happened, and Fresno is where I went, and Fresno is, you know, America's food basket. It's where a lot of the produce and stone fruit comes from. For all across the United States, there's math up to 78%.
Wow.
So Fresno's very, very important. And I arrived to a closed city because of COVID. It was shocking to me. I was scared to death. It's, you know, you don't have anything to work with. You're basically dropped in this space. For people who have not seen Undercover Billionaire 1, you are essentially dropped in a space that you do not know where you are going. So it's unfamiliar to you. You have $100, a cell phone without Wi-Fi. Okay, you have to go get Wi-Fi. And an old car. And no resources. You cannot call your friends. I had the backpack on my back and I had some clothes.
Oh.
And you have to get to $1 million in 90 days out of thin air. And the only way to do that is it has to be familiar to you in some way. You have to make friends. You have to find something you know. You have to figure out what your skill set is. And you have to really work with anyone that will help you. So that means you have to know how to ask for help, which is a humbling experience.
Yeah, well, sure.
If you're used to just paying for it.
Yeah. You know, Elaine, I find it interesting. The first season, of course, with Glenn, nobody knew the concept of it. You mentioned the fact for somebody who may not have seen the show, they didn't know what was going on. I don't know. You know, I think as this show becomes more and more popular now in its second season, it might be a little difficult in shows to come to be able to camouflage the whole deal.
Well, I mean, I guess I could understand how that could be true, but I've been starting up businesses clandestine, meaning, you know, without telling people what I'm doing, for my whole life. I don't know that it's uncommon to me. It might be uncommon to other people to start something from nothing, but I think if you start something from nothing, it means a lot more to you, and you have a lot more of ownership in it. If you start something with a lot of money that belongs to a bank or to someone else, right, you have to pay it back before you start to profit. So this concept could continue for a very long time across the United States with absolutely nobody being onto it at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it's easy to kind of blend in if you know what you're doing. And by the way, you're not going to get a real buy-in if people think that you are somehow going to pay them off at the end. You will never get the real deal. You want real business to really survive. People have to genuinely want it with you. And that's why it has to be undercover. It has to be. Otherwise, they're not legitimate. They're not really in it. And you'll see in mine, they had no idea. None. I don't know how I was able to keep it. There was a couple of times I thought, oh, my God, they're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was terrible after all the work. But it somehow managed to be no one knew. And the one or two people that I thought might know afterwards, I asked and they didn't.
I look at this as a magic act. I really do, because I've been self-employed for over 40 years in the broadcasting business. And, boy, I come to think about the things that I had to do in order to get that working capital. You go to the bank, you just about have to sell your soul and your children and everything else that goes with it. And to do this at $100 and make it a $1 million business in a matter of 90 days, boy, I tell you, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I have the brains to do that, because it really and truly is a chess match. I watch Glenn, he's out there selling tires, you know, and I just don't know how it's done.
Well, I guess you could call it existential wealth, right? Wealth beyond the trade of just the dollar. So, in other words, if the only way that you can do anything is if you have money to write a check to get it done, if that's the only way that you can get anything done, then that's the only way that you think about getting things done. But if you've never had any money to write a check and you've always had to rely on yourself or others, then you know right out of the chute that there are plenty of ways to skin that cat. You can get there. You can get it done. And I think for me, I'm so used to starting things up that I know that the first thing I'm going to do is get together a group of people that are going to help me get there. And people have money that need brains. There are plenty of people that you can go to that have an asset or something that's just sitting there not doing something for them.
Right.
Remember that sweat equity is something that is very valuable. It is an absolute commodity you can trade in on. So you can find someone with money and you can say, hey, I'll take your asset or your cash or your whatever, and I want to parlay it into something really big for you and for me.
Yeah.
I will do the sweat equity and you will do the pay. There's plenty of ways to get partnerships, but you have to have the ability to convince people that you're worth the gamble.
You know, Elaine, I like your philosophy, and you're absolutely right about that. I mean, you and I have a couple things in common. You know, you were interested in being an entrepreneur at 14. I was too, to be honest with you. But you have gone, as I mentioned in the introduction, from building luxury homes to casinos to hospitals in an industry, the construction business, that is pretty much occupied by men. And for you to go in and do that is very cavalier, very exciting, and you know, I give you a lot of credit for that. I truly do. I'm not saying that because you're on the show with us.
Oh, yeah, I'm in an advantage. Remember, whenever you're underestimated, you are at an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very valid point. Now, I'm assuming that we can't, you know, go into details because we want people to watch. By the way, just to remind everyone, we're talking to Elaine Coulati, who is on the Discovery Channel with the second season of Undercover Billionaire, three business tycoons vying to make a $1 million company in just 90 days. Now, the return will be on this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, then followed by the all-new Undercover Billionaire Comeback City at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Discovery with Glenn Stern. Elaine, who are the other tycoons? Do you have three people involved in three different cities during each episode?
No, so they didn't tell us. Can you believe that? They didn't tell us. So I did not meet Monique or Grant until afterwards. I didn't know that we were filming at the same time.
I see.
Grant was in Pueblo, Colorado, and Monique was in Tacoma, Washington. We all have different businesses and different business styles, and I think that there is something for everyone on the show. And also, if you get Discovery Plus, which just launched on the 4th, you can watch episode 2 immediately following. I think it's $4.99, but it's like the digital platform, the new digital platform for Discovery. And you can get all the stations that they have, all their networks. And you can see both episodes, and you can read all about the making of it and everything. It's really neat.
Elaine, do me a favor. I know you're on a busy schedule. Please come back during this run of the second season and let us know how things are going, okay?
Invite me back, and I will be there.
Okay, and you're a great guest. Good luck to you, and we will be watching, all right?
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Elaine. Elaine Coulati has been our guest, as we mentioned, Discovery's second season of Undercover Billionaire, a show that was conceived very cleverly. We're going to pause for a second. You're listening to Ron Segee Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, all across the USA and around the world. Well, now is the time that we need someone like our next guest to be with us, because it's the new year and we need some advice when it comes to planning, not only for the resolutions that, you know, like maybe don't go out every night or cut the grass more often. We need something with like health and wellness. And that's where we bring on our next guest, who is a fitness and wellness expert. Joining us right now is Jamie Hess. Hi, Jamie. How are you? Welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Hi,
and terrific, and happy new year to you as well.
You know, we really need New Year's resolutions that actually help our health. But you know the problem is, Jamie, and this is the problem that I have, and as I talk to people, I think it's probably a pretty widespread situation. That is, you know, in the beginning of the year, you say, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to walk more often, I'm going to do this. And about middle of January, if you're lucky, you say, you know, I think I'll just go back to the old ways. How do you do it? How do you start the basic health routine and stay on it without getting discouraged?
Well, you're absolutely right, Ron. And the thing is that the data actually shows that, right? So most people do take on a New Year's resolution, and then they give up because it's just too hard, because they make goals that are maybe too big.
Right.
So I always say, don't overcomplicate it. It's about feeling better. If you lose weight, that is great. It's a great byproduct. But that should not be the goal. The goal should be about getting up and going to bed every day, feeling your best and setting yourself up for success. So I'd love to start by talking a little bit about nutrition.
Okay.
Because I think so many people get hung up here. They say, I'm going to start a diet. And then, you know, that lasts 4 days and then they give up. It's really about keeping better for you choices at arm's reach instead of having the crappy stuff all over your pantry, because you're setting yourself up for failure if you do that. So first things first, beverages. I always warn people, don't fall into the trap of drinking your calories. One of my favorite products to kind of avoid this is something called Zevia. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm. No, I have not.
It's a great product line. So Zevia, Z like zebra. So it's zero calories, zero sugar, and they have a variety of products like sodas, energy drinks, a tea. They even have a sparkling variety for your kids.
Wow.
Super fun. My son loves the strawberry lemonade kind. But this is great. It gives you never have to compromise on taste or sweetness. It's sweetened with stevia, but it's never going to raise your blood sugar. It has, no sugar. It's free of artificial ingredients, colors, preservatives. So just a great, better-for-you option. And I got to say, this stuff saved my life when I was pregnant. I was so nauseous. I had morning sickness, and I was looking for a better-for-you alternative to ginger ale. And they have a fabulous ginger ale in their soda line, and that's how I got hooked on this product line, and I've loved it ever since. So you can check them out at Zevia.com. It's just a really great thing to keep around the house for the whole family.
Now, is it a drink that you buy or you add to?
Drink that you buy. So it's like canned. The soda looks like a regular can of soda.
Wow.
Only what's hiding inside is actually good for you.
Oh, good.
Bad for you.
I like you say it tastes good, because so many things that are good for you and so many things that are bad for you, if they're bad for you, they taste good. If they're good for you, they don't. So it's nice to have something that is good for you and tastes good. You know what I'm saying?
I sure do. I was drinking their root beer yesterday, their ginger root beer. I promise you, if you had not told me, if I didn't know that it was Zevia, I would have thought I was drinking, the original thing I drank when I was 8 years old.
Well, see, I like root beer, so I'm absolutely going to try that. Okay, so where do we go then? Do you have to have, a lot of exercise involved? I think that's what really wears people out, because, they're very complacent for many months, and then all of a sudden they say, I'm going to get into a fitness program.
Totally. Well, I want to talk about two things, because you kind of said the magic word, and that's where people get worn out. So first of all, let me just touch on immunity for a second, because I think the word immunity is top of mind for good reason after 2020, right? So before we even get to fitness, let me just talk about holistic health and immune boosting, because it was actually the highest searched word on the internet according to Google Trends. So I know people really care about boosting their immunity. So there's actually a product line that I really recommend, I've been using a lot and I love, called B and U. It's actually a product line derived from bee products that bees make. So they have a water-soluble, some droplets that you can put in juice. They have, honey throat spray. They have bee pollen tablets that you can take for immune boosting and energy boosting. But all of these are made with something called propolis, which is a resin-like ingredient that bees actually collect from trees to protect their bee colony from viruses, bacteria, fungi, parasites. And guess what? It does the same thing for people. So it's super high in antioxidants. It'll boost your immune system, which is great for cold and flu season, and it's 100% natural. So I would definitely start with that. Make sure you're taking the right supplements. It's very important. And now I'll finish up by talking about fitness, because I got to say this. Don't get overwhelmed. You don't have to be a fitness pro. You're not training for the Olympics, okay? All you need to do is put it on your own calendar. Make an appointment with yourself to do 30 minutes of physical fitness a day. It can just be mindful movement. It can be stretching. It can be walking. But look at it not just through the lens of weight loss, but really through the lens of mental wellness. So people that have physical activity in their life and have a consistent daily practice actually have a 30% decreased risk of struggling with depression, which is something we really saw an uptick on in 2020.
Right.
So I really would encourage people to look at fitness through a lens of doing something for yourself rather than a chore that you have to do.
I think the advice from you is very, very good, not only because of the fact you are a proven entity, because you're so physically fit, and we'll get into that in a second, but you're also the daughter of a past guest of ours many times on the show. Of course, television icon Joan London is your mom, right?
She sure is. And, you know, health and wellness is very important to my whole family.
Sure.
My mom is a cancer survivor, and we all couldn't be, you know, more concerned with making sure the things that we put in our body are the best for us because, you know, we only got one of them.
I found something very interesting about your past. You and your husband have been named one of the 7 fitness couples on Instagram by Women's Health, but he proposed to you on a treadmill. That's romance. You know what I'm saying, Jamie?
Was. And let me tell you, I had no makeup on. I was sweaty. I was a mess. I was like, oh, this is great for the pictures. No. But it was really a very romantic proposal and quite apropos of our life together. We both love fitness, but we're also two regular people with jobs and kids. So the things that I share on our NYC Fit Fam Instagram account are just that. It's just how regular people can approach fitness and wellness through a lens of fun.
One of the things that people always count is sugar, carbs, gluten, alcohol. Is that important to keep track of? I mean, so many people get obsessed with that.
That's really true. You know, it really depends on what diet and exercise plan you are following. Many people, it's called counting macros, your macronutrients. Many people find that a very good approach. Personally, I don't get so hung up on counting macros because, like I said, I have about 7 jobs, 2 children, and a husband. So for me, I really just try to eat a balanced diet, and I get in my workout every day. It doesn't have to, I don't have to run a marathon every day, but I get in 30 minutes, I break a sweat every day, and I'll tell you, it's just the consistency that's going to really keep you on track.
Very good. Of course, the creator of NYC Fit Fam, our guest has been Jamie Hess. Jamie, where can we go for more information?
Well, to learn more about these products I talked about, you can go to Zevia.com or BNU.com. And if you want to follow me, I'm NYC Fit Fam, like a fit family, on Instagram.
I tell you what, you need to come back now that we're in the new year and give us some updates throughout 2021, okay? Would you do that, Jamie?
You got it.
Okay, and happy new year to you, dear.
Yeah, you as well.
Tell your mom I said hi. Jamie Hess has been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alaroot Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8GOLD now. That's 888-8GOLD now. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8GOLD now.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go on this second weekend of 2021. I want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, and they include musician Kenny G, the amazing Preskin from a second season of Undercover Billionaire on the Discovery Channel, Elaine Culotti, and Jamie Hess. Next hour, one of the most popular, and I mean this, and sensational pathologists in our country today. And a man who's going to be talking about the deaths of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Elvis Presley, Cyril Weck will be here from Kiss, Paul Stanley, and Valerie Greenberg. And that's next hour with Ron Sedgy today.